Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is it possible for men and women to be platonic friends? Well, I don't think so. We'll talk about
these outlaw thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And sauce.
Back on our video grind. You can watch today's episode, watchthoughtshower.com. I'm going to be honest, though. Are you trying to taunt me that you're in front of that particular couch?
No, this is just like where I have everything set up.
Because that is the couch that I brought up your stairs at your old place, up four floors, put together once, and then you decided you didn't like it, so I took it apart, had to move it to a different room, and put it back together.
Okay, well, at least you're not doing that like right now. I mean, because it's going to be out of here today.
I will say that it was a little bit, I don't know if insulting is the word, when the professional movers came in and they had that thing out in like 2 seconds, I was like, all right, fellas. All right. So,
okay. Well, don't feel bad because the company that I'm moving today, they couldn't figure out how to take this apart when they moved it from the first floor to the fourth floor. And they kept calling me and I was doing this like video thing for my new job because I'd only been here for 2 days when I moved from the first floor to the fourth floor.
Yeah.
So they just like struggled it up here. Probably paid extra for it, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like screws. It's just one of those things where it's like, it's a pain.
Unzip the bottom. It's right there. They figured it out. The first moving company from Maryland to Georgia, they got, like you said, but these guys just had no idea.
Well, it's one of those loungers. So like you can choose like which side. Is that what it's called? No, is that? Yeah.
It's a sectional.
But like it has the lounge piece, though.
Yeah, that's this part right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was the issue. So today's a big move day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So happy.
Are we pumped?
I'm kind of dead inside. Like, I'm just like, you know what? We're back again. And it's like the same guys again, the same three. So it's probably going to be really fun. You're probably going to be like, your mom was just so fun last time. She actually like answered when we needed a question answered, unlike you. Well, I was working. I don't know.
Well, there's that. I think you have to give them pizza or something, right?
Yeah, last time, the dudes that moved me from Maryland to Georgia, I obviously tipped them a very good amount, and I gave them lots of food and everything.
And they listened to the show, or they listened to the podcast.
I was about to say that, one of them, huge fan of your morning show, and then he found out I had a night show, so he's obviously like a new huge fan of myself, and he didn't realize that you were you until like 2 days later, and he DM'd me and said, oh my gosh, I did not realize that was intern John. And then he was so great. He was so awesome.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
He is a Steelers fan, but I can look past that.
He's a very personable dude.
Oh, yeah. He was super nice, super helpful. Both of them were, though. And at one point, I have this, like, drawer unit, and I've had it for years and years and years. And when they're done moving, you know, movers are like, okay, this damage happened, and it was only with one thing. And they said, we're so sorry, you know, we're going to write it off. And I'm very honest. I said, yeah, I did that when I was moving that myself. Like, not you.
Well, look at you, dude.
Yeah, look at me being an honest, nice person. But yeah, so today I'm going to, of course, buy them lunch and everything. And then tip them, obviously, and just hope to not see them for a long time.
Because you're like one of your BFFs, Carly, lands on tomorrow.
Yeah, she lands tomorrow night. So I've been trying to get everything done because she's so sweet and nice. And she keeps saying that she's going to help me unpack and get settled. But this is her first time because, you know, she's a single mom. Her son's almost two. And this is going to be her first vacation away from him.
Sure.
And I think she just like deserves to rest instead of wake up at 5 a.m.
So. Have you been there long enough to figure out like where roughly you want to take her?
Oh, yeah. No, I have a whole list of restaurants and everything and like places to maybe go out. But we're both, you know, because obviously we're both from Maryland. And so she doesn't feel comfortable going out, which is great because I really don't either. So we're just going to do dinner and then just like hang out and catch up because we haven't just hung out by ourselves in years.
Well, I'm excited. I go the next week. I didn't realize. I thought you were mistaken when you said the College Football Hall of Fame was in Atlanta, because we did a family trip like when I was like 10 and my brother was 8 maybe to South Bend, Indiana, because that's where it used to be. But the cool thing is somewhere in my parents' house, the College Football Hall of Fame is very cool, but this is like 99, 98, whatever. You could call famous games. So you go in from a green screen and they would give you the script of the famous calls and you could call the games and like they would give you a VHS tape of it. So some of my parents have a VHS tape of my brother and I calling play by play for like Boston College, like national championship game. So I think maybe we do that. See if we can throw our hand in the sports ring.
That would be really cool. I passed it a few times, but I know that it is here because they have a Chick-fil-A connected to it, and I was starving, so I went into it.
More.
And it's probably the coolest Chick-fil-A I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, they have all these, like, trophies, and they're not fake trophies. They're real trophies because it's connected to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's
so
really cool.
I don't know. I thought it was really cool. So,
no, that is
And then
really
you get
cool.
to sit in these little – they're not, like, bleachers, but, you know, like, the seats that have the indent at sports games?
Yeah, like, where they fold down?
Yeah, so you get to sit in those when you wait for your food. It's kind of cool.
That's pretty dope. Okay. Aisha, what did you do in Atlanta? I went to Chick-fil-A. Okay. But guys, these ones were cool.
And we can go to Zaxby's, and there's a Crystal here. And
what's Crystal?
I think it's chicken. I don't know. I've seen them a lot. I've just never had them because they're not in Maryland, or at least where we live.
That's like when we were driving to Tennessee. What was that one place we kept seeing?
Culver's.
Like, no, not Culver. It was like Homies or something. It wasn't Homies.
Oh, Shoney's?
Shoney's. And I've never heard of it. And then on the way back, we saw the what the hell's the hot dog place called? Because I posted it on Instagram, and everybody's
Pete's?
Like, oh, was it Pete's Hot Dogs?
I don't know.
The weird hot dog stand, remember?
I feel like it was called Pete's. It just seems to be a Pete's hot dog.
It's just weird. Now I got to figure that out. Because that was like, I posted it, and like people are like, no, that's really famous in Tennessee. I'm like, I've never heard of this in my entire life.
I have no idea. I didn't really read the sign. It just the building itself was just it took away from the name.
It's a giant wiener. if you're watching the video, my hair is a little mess because your boy just got back from hockey practice. And let me tell you, it was today was a teachable experience for the young men that I coach because this generation it's very interesting coaching teenagers and seeing how they do things. Like they all have Instagram. But they have zero posts on their Instagram. But they have thousands of followers.
That's how the teens are these days. I sounded very old when I said that. But that's how it is. You have your Finsta and you also just don't post.
Right. And so they have a habit of not responding to text messages. And it's not like I'm asking, how's your day? What's your favorite color? It's like, will you be at practice tonight? Especially because with COVID, it's like we only have 9 kids. So if somebody can't go, try to get somebody else in.
Yeah.
So like, it's become an issue. So today's learning lesson was we skated for every hour it took to respond. It was like 17 hours. But I said to them, I was like, fellas, like in life, when a coach or a teacher or a boss asks you if you're going to be somewhere, you have to respond. Especially because our head coach Brian's like expecting a baby. Like the last thing he needs to do is worry about if you idiots are coming to practice. And I think the message was taken. I took no joy in it, Shelby.
Oh, okay. You hate to see it. But you know that some of those kids just didn't answer because they didn't want to be lame for answering.
But now it's, and I think it's just, they're not dumb kids. They probably just didn't realize it. Just like any teenager would, like, oh, I guess that makes sense that, like, me not responding could ruin coaches, not ruin coaches day, but make coaches day difficult. So I think now, we've gotten past that. So I can't imagine it's going to be an issue. This is like last week, I caught kids not finishing drills. So we skated the whole practice, and surprise, they didn't have a problem finishing drills the next day.
Just throw me in the group chat. I will respond for them, and they'll just follow my lead because you know I love responding in group chats, even when I probably shouldn't. I keep it going.
No, I was just talking to your dad the other day about this. Group chats, real chats. You can't help yourself. Like it should just be when they go around the room. Like I'm Shelby Sauce. I can't help myself, and that's it. That's it. Like I'm intern John. I'm a Leo. I'm Shelby Sauce. I can't help myself.
No, it's not that I can't help myself. It's that I think that as you get older, a lot of people either just like swallow their pride and just don't say something, or they're just like, you know what, it, you know, we're getting older. Like, I don't need to just blah, blah, blah. And people just don't say things that they want to say. And then they hold inside and they just like, you know, repress those little memories until it becomes a very like toxic idea in your head, to the point that like, you're literally like resenting someone or something because of whatever this could possibly be. I'm not speaking from my own experience. Yes, I am. But like, you gotta let it out.
Yeah.
You gotta let it out. And that's why we go to therapy. But also, like, my therapist, you know, I love you. Love you, Miss Gray. But, like, you can only do so much. So sometimes, yeah, I do need to talk about it, because I'm not gonna, like, sit there and gossip about it, because that's not my personality. I'm gonna tell you to your face, and not in, like, a disrespectful way. I'm just gonna be like, I need to communicate with this, because I'm a Gemini. I'm an Aquarius rising. I freaking need to communicate. I need communication. I need to talk about it. And I know that some people don't like that, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you don't, then tell me that you don't, but I'm going to keep doing it.
You're the definition of, if you don't say it, your face will.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. Like exactly.
That is awesome. But I'm glad it's because you're Gemini. It's not because of who you are. It's because you're Gemini. That's why.
It is because of who I am, because mm-hmm. I like to, like, I'm my biggest cheerleader, but I'm also like, I am like my own bodyguard, obviously. We all are. But I think that, you know, growing up, my mom was just like very shy, and my dad was working all the time. It's nothing against them. I think that it made me even awesomer, more awesome, whatever.
No, I get that, because you see, I'm not my biggest cheerleader. I'm a very humble person, and I
rarely... Yeah, your house represents that.
It's my temple. And you mean this drawing of me riding Chewy like Napoleon suggests exactly. Otherwise?
I mean, it is a really cool drawing, so.
We're riding each other in a battle.
It's a nice piece.
Oh, dude, Chewy has to go get his nails did today, and I haven't told him yet, but, like, this is where it's moments like these I do kind of miss you, because usually I would just, like, be like, Shelby, I have to go to Antarctica today, so can you please go get Chewy's nails done? That way I could be the, like, cool dad, cool single dad, but I have to bring him today to get his nails did, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Dude, I think it'll be a great experience for you. You guys are really going to bond. I think it'll be good.
Here's the problem, though. My vet's a very nice guy. Love him. Mm-hmm. The place itself, though, is like they always seem to find charges for things. Like, I promise you what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to go in, or today, get nails did, whatever. And then I'll get a call, like, within 24 hours, hey, Chewy's due for this shot. And I'll be like, well, why did we not do this? When he was just, this happened like 3 or 4 times this last year, where like he would go in for a shot and they'd be like, hey, he's also due for this. I'm like, y'all, one-stop shop.
What do you guys do? I just don't understand, like, because the vet himself, like, I've met him, obviously.
Yeah.
Fantastic. One of my favorite vets I've met in my entire life. The staff, on the other hand, like, I don't know how they're training them. I think that they're just not, like, reading, which is fine, because, like, you know, we're all just kind of stuck in our own heads right now, so I don't blame them. But it's wasting a lot of gas. I'm not a fan of that.
Well, here's the thing. So I started giving Chewy my Adderall, and he is paying so much more attention.
Stop it. Is he right there just staring at you?
No, but listen, wait. I can tell the difference when he's on it or not, because, like, he takes orders in German. What?
Okay.
Because he can understand different languages. He's got the Adderall.
Okay. Well, it's good. It's good.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good. Welcome to Krabby the Patty. Shower
with I'm not crabby.
That was a great joke. That was really good.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't understand it.
By the way,
I was thinking, like, he's a German shepherd. And then
no,
I was like,
not.
I don't actually get it.
He's so focused, he can understand different languages.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that dog? What was that dog that could eat alphabet soup and then could talk? Remember that book as a kid? Like, this dog would eat alphabet soup, and then she could talk.
Never read that. I read Clifford.
No, that's Clifford, please. Clifford's not even, like, realistic.
It's Emily Elizabeth. I'm sorry.
Who?
Emily Elizabeth.
She has two first names? Sounds legit. Dog eats alphabet soup. The dog, Martha. Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Martha would eat alphabet soup, and then she could speak.
I've never read that book. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's called Martha Speaks. That makes sense.
Oh, that's a good title.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. So the other day, I'm cleaning out stuff in my house and just tossing, right? Mm-hmm. And I find it must have been like times when you would house it for like 2 weeks at a time. And I know you, and you would just get bored and order phone cases. Because there's phone cases everywhere here for phones I've never had. And there's one case, a Ziggy and Zero. And I sent you a photo, and I said, the guy on the right, Zero, big intern John fan. And you go, why do you have that photo? I'm like, Shelby, I don't have random printed photos of your dogs at my house.
Okay, but that was when it was over the summer when you went to visit your parents in Nashville, and my phone had broke, so I had my mom's old iPhone. So I switched the phone cases when I was there, and I guess I left it. So I was wondering, why do you have my mom's phone case?
Can I ask you this side question before we get into the actual topic today?
Okay.
Have you ever seen Zero so welcoming to a human at first?
No, I honestly no.
Thank you.
Because even you were about to like put your hand in his face, and I was going to say something, but I was just like mentally not there. So I was just like,
I did. I was scratching his ears.
You did, and he was totally fine. Because usually dogs, when they first meet somebody, like you shouldn't do that, and you're just like, I'm going to pet you.
Yeah, we're bros.
Yeah, well, Zero was like wagging his tail. He was super excited. Yeah. No, he was great. That was cool.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Huffington Post had this: how to make platonic friendships work. Now, I don't think it's possible. I mean, look at us. If we didn't have this podcast, it would.
Go on.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this first: how do you think we make it work?
Like you and myself, or like guys and girls?
Because like I think we're a perfect example of it.
So I think that we just make it work because it's like we just know. I mean, it's like,
you know,
we don't, that like we're not into each other like that.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just like a conversation that like didn't even really need to be had. But I also think that everybody, when I used to like work at the morning show, made it very obvious that I'm a bro. So I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, it's fair. I've said in radio, it's like, I think if you go in with the headspace of like, it can't happen at work, like bad, 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 then like that eliminates everything. That's like the same thing with anything, any female I've ever worked with in radio. I've never thought possibility. So I always put, don't even think about it because it's going to end poorly.
Yeah, but also, like, with you and myself, like, I've always said this. Even when people DM me and they're like, why aren't you and RJ dating? I don't know why I gave them that voice, by the way. I'm sorry. But I always just say, you know, like, I wouldn't want to ruin, like, a friendship like we have because it's just so, like, I obviously needed this friendship, like, going through some of the stuff I went through. And, like, I think you did, too. So why mess it up?
No, I want to get into this real quick. So platonic, it is defined as intimate but not sexual. I don't know why I did the rim shot there, but
I don't. It's intimate but not sexual.
Yeah, like you have like deep, like you have like you have intimate friendships with people. Like you have deep friendships, you know, like deep talks, that kind of thing.
Okay, I guess so. I was like, how?
You just don't hook up like that. So it's like, yeah. So it's like you have intimate relationships like with family.
Okay, I guess I just never use the word intimate for that. I would use deep or something, not intimate.
They say it's like the intense bond we feel in romance, but does not coincide with sexual interest, for sure.
Okay,
so that's, I think, fair. That 110%. But here's the thing. So this is the first thing. I was like, oh, okay, it's like, how can you tell if you're in a platonic friendship? They talk to this psychologist who calls it repotting. So it's like what you do like with plants, but it's when you start to bring a friendship into more parts of your life. So take coworkers. You might have a strong working connection with somebody, but your friendship is more compartmentalized since you only talk 9 to 5. And then, like, you repot them. So, like, for me and you, I think that we were friends at work. Well, we were, first of all, you didn't like me at first. And then you slowly realized the error in your ways. Like, how could I not like this guy? Whatever.
Okay,
And now look where we are. There's your name right there.
But
I think, like, it was, like, once I trusted you, like, on the work side, then I was, like, able – I mean, the repot thing, like, you know, comedy tour, podcast. Yeah. So that to me is like, because this is like how you can tell. That to me is the biggest thing where it's like you take that non-sexual friend, like you be actual friends with them, if that makes sense.
But also, like, for you, like, from my perspective, like, going into, like, being your friend, I mean, we at first, like, we didn't really talk a lot at work, and then we started to talk more at work, and then, like, you would ask me to, like, help you walk Chewy and stuff, so I think that that's really, like, how we became friends, because, like, once we became friends, like, just me helping you out, and, like, you being able to, like, trust me and rely on me, I think that's just like how our friendship kind of took off. So then like we just started to like talk about things.
And now if I'm King Arthur, you're Merlin. Like I ask you a million questions every day for advice.
I don't know that example. I'm sorry.
King Arthur? The Knights of the Round Table?
The sword?
Yes, he did pull the sword from the rock.
That's all I know. I don't know who Merlin is.
Merlin was his wizard. Oh. You know, of all the did books you've read, you never read anything about King Arthur?
I mean, I'm sure when I was a kid, but it's not like I'm sitting here like I'm older.
If I was president, you'd be like my chief advisor, I think.
Okay,
like
cool.
Because I feel like I ask you about 30 questions, probably more than 30, probably closer to 40 questions a day, where I'll bring a question, and then like I already have three responses, and then if I can't, like we talked about this before, but if I can't get you to like see my way, then I know it's not a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's basically how it goes. And I think it frustrated you a lot at first, but then I was like, it's more so like if I can't get you to see how I think it should work in my head, then I know it's not even worth trying because it's going to not go well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think that is what happens.
Yeah, I said there's only been one time where I didn't go with your response. It was for like a joke on the show that worked or on the comic tour.
There's been a few times, but we don't need to go down that road.
I'd rather not. Yeah, that's okay. They talk about do platonic friendships need boundaries? Do we have boundaries? Probably, right? And there's nothing I can think of like, oh, you've crossed the line. When you call me John, that tends to be like a, just more of a trigger.
But I think that with like boundaries, like for you and myself, that we just kind of learned that through being friends, like, you know, what like would annoy me or something, or like just, I mean, we do have boundaries, but I wouldn't say that it's like set in stone. It's just kind of because we now know each other better than we did when we started being friends.
And I guess as I refer, like they're more into like the sexual nature. Like, yeah, absolutely. At this point, you're just a brother.
You know? Exactly. I've been in one for a long time now.
Dude, yeah, you have been. They say if you decide to hook up.
I'm just listening.
I know. No, you don't feel that bad?
Good. But explain what they were saying.
They say the good news is not necessarily game over, although it can complicate things. Depends on how the relationship started in the first place.
I mean, I don't even know where to go with that because I just think that like it's not anywhere like even in a conversation with our friendship. But unless people ask us what.
Can I make this bold thing? Because they say if you're friends longer than longer before you started having hookups, you have a script for friendship. If you go back to just being friends, it's because it wasn't good enough. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not there. Like that spark's not there. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, because I feel like every single person that I used to be friends with and then ended up like starting some kind of relationship with, we're not friends because it just. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying though. So it's like if you're like best friends, I'm not talking about you because that's awkward. But like in theory, if you hook up, then if unless it's god awful and it's like there's no chemistry there, you'd be together, would you not? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. I think that for me, from my perspective, like, obviously I'm biased, but this is also, like, our podcast where I can talk about, like, where I'm coming from. I just don't think it's a good idea, like, ever. Well, unless, like, what?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. What were you saying?
I don't remember now. What were you going to say?
I got a B in chemistry. Next thing they bring up is, I guess, a common question: are some platonic friends just friend zones? Yeah,
probably.
But I also think of like friend zone as like I think there's like friend zone to me is like less than like a best friend. Do you know what I mean? Like friend zone to me is like you've been like if like you're talking about rings around somebody, like you're an outer ring than like a best friend who happens to be the same gender. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's if I put you in the friend zone, Shelby, in my mind, it's because I know that if I even like bring you closer to being like in the circle, my worry is that you're going to think that means more. So that's why friend zone is like the safety barrier, right? Where it's like, I'm going to put you out here. Yeah. Yeah, keep you at a nice, safe distance. I don't know why I'm doing the velociraptor hands.
I have no idea why. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that sometimes, like, people get friend-zoned because they're just not into them, but they also still feel like this person, like, means so much to them as a friend. Like, they're not, like, sexually attracted to them, but like maybe they've been friends for a long time and then they're still good friends, even best friends. And sometimes one of them just hangs on because they're like, they're really into that person. They just like hope that maybe one day it will turn into something when the other person just doesn't even think that way.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I would just say like with you, like I don't consider you in the friend zone because I considered like we're.
Yeah.
Like that. But I guess it depends on how you like layer your friends.
I'm honestly just like thinking about movies right now. Like
just which movie? Friends. Just Friends?
Yeah.
Wait, am I Chris Bramter, whatever his name is?
No, I'm saying like that's like where
yourself.
I got the idea though. But like, you know, like I feel like I've had not myself, I've seen like people have friends where like there's like a really good guy friend and it's just like, and they're just like, you can tell that the dude like really likes her and she's just like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it's a funny thing and I'm probably gonna be a hypocrite. I would be cautious of dating a girl who has a best guy friend because I would be like, why didn't you? And I know that's completely hypocritical because there's you and I, but like, yeah, it's an odd thing.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, yeah, I can't justify
so no
it.
No one should date me?
No, but I can't justify it, but like, it'd be, yeah, but it's also like, it would depend on like the history, I guess. If I explain to somebody everything you and I went through, people be like, oh, that makes sense. Like when the book comes out, like that makes like the most logical sense ever why these two went through BS for so long. The most ridiculous, stupid crap you can, if you would, it, when it comes out, you won't even believe it. Like you're going to be like, how is this not? So like, I think like if you went through like a shared traumatic experience with somebody, that would make sense. But yeah, I know it's completely hypocritical, but I just feel like if we laid out from like day one to day, people opening my doors to everything else, that people would be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little hypocritical, but yeah, no, but that's like a whole different ball game that we're talking about.
We're like Avengers.
Kind of, yeah.
Dude, do you want to be superheroes together?
Are you talking about sex for Halloween? Are you talking about the text I sent you?
No, I'm not talking about Halloween. Wait, what? I meant like real superheroes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about because I texted.
Shelby,
it's
February.
I know, but I texted you the other day and I said, I think I'm going to be a Power Ranger for Halloween because I work at Power 96.1. Okay.
It's February.
Yeah, you just got to get prepared. You just got to be prepared.
Have you looked at costumes?
Maybe. Yes, on Etsy. Kind of get something a little bit different.
Do you know my half birthday is this weekend?
I do. Are you excited? What are you doing for it?
You know, I don't really know. Actually, hopefully writing some music. We'll see. And then, hello, Chewy. Chewy's birthday is next week.
Oh, my God. That's pretty excited. Well, I mean, I know you guys are going to be here, but what are you going to do for him? Like, are you getting him in gifts?
My mom asked what they can give him for a gift. Because when I was, cleaning out a lot of stuff, I found my parents sent a 10th birthday card. And I don't know if they sent him one last year, but for sure they sent him a 10th birthday card. So that's very exciting. So there's the list. You can follow Sauce at Shelby Sauce. You can get me at Intern John Radio. Watch today's podcast. Watchthoughtshower.com. I will for sure see you Friday. Hopefully Sauce moved in by then. We'll find out.
I'm sure I will be. I have faith.
More Thought Shower online at thethoughtshower.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.